Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Good Morning Live. It is so good to be with you today. Happy, what is that, midweek? I know they call it hump day, Wednesday. Hopefully you're getting through your week good so far. Thanks for joining me on this live. Thank you for your grace as we did not go live on Monday. And of course, we aired an interview yesterday. And I love to do that because these interviews that we have been able to do have been so powerful. And Brenda McClintock, man, she is a powerhouse for the kingdom of God. So I knew you would enjoy that. But today we are back, and I want to open up the Word of God with you today and encourage you in your faith. So, hey, good morning, Tracy. Good to be with you. Happy Wednesday. So I do want to ask for your prayers today. We are going, not live, but we have multiple recordings today for the network. And any day we have a bunch of recordings packed together, it always makes it a little bit of a challenging day. And so I would appreciate your prayers as we navigate through all of these recordings that we have coming up today on the network, and pray that they would be powerful to be used in the lives of people and encourage them in their faith. Amen. All right. Well, I want to start by reading a verse of scripture found in Matthew 13, verse 31. And this is a very familiar passage of scripture. And if you've been around the church for a little bit, and even if you haven't, you probably know this verse of scripture. And here's what it says, and I'm reading from the NLT. It says, here's another illustration that Jesus used. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches. Now, again, if you've been around the church a little bit, you know the parable that Jesus talked about with the mustard seed. And one of the powerful things about this illustration, this parable that Jesus used, is what he was trying to teach us is that it doesn't need to be big to begin with, right? God doesn't need big money. He doesn't need big ministries. He doesn't need, big things. He just simply needs our obedience. It starts with a small mustard seed faith. Right? The kingdom advances when we take one small step of faith and plant the seed that we already have. Because that's the nature. Again, he could have said, you know what? The kingdom of heaven is like a brick, right? Like, just give me one brick and build from there. That's not what he said. He said it's like a mustard seed. Now, I think it's interesting that Jesus used a seed and not a brick, not a thing of substance. Why? What he was teaching us is that this seed has to be planted. It has to be released. It has to be given. It has to be, kind of turned over, if you will. And I think it's harder to release a seed than it is a brick. Why? Because a brick is tangible. You can see it. You can touch it. It's right there. It's in front of you. But a seed is something you have to release into the soil and fully let go of. And I think that is always a challenge when you're following God, to release it, to let it go. So he said, listen, I don't need a big seed. I don't need a big gift. All I need is your obedience. And that one small step of faith is planting the seed that you have, the seed that you already have in your hand. Like, I think about Moses when God said, hey, I want you to go talk to Pharaoh. I want you to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses is like, me? I have a stuttering problem. I can't do that. But God wasn't looking for, again, the most eloquent speaker in all the land. He wasn't looking for one who had connections and was a socialite and knew how to break through small talk, right? Knew how to influence kings. Like, if I'm looking for someone to go, talk to Pharaoh and in essence, bring forth a deal or something to get him to let God's people go. I'm certainly not going to look at a man who's been living in the backside of the desert for 40 years who has a stuttering problem, right? That's not the one I'm focusing in on. But that's exactly who God called. Why? Because God said, it's not about your ability to accomplish the vision. It's about you being able to take a small step of obedience forward. He said, Moses, what do you have? What can you do? Can you simply be obedient? Listen, the nature of the mustard seed is it's small, but it's alive. Like, you know, we quote this mustard seed, have the faith of a mustard seed. But listen, faith doesn't start at full size. It grows. It grows over time. Our job is not to produce the whole tree, but to simply plant what we have. Why? Because faith planted in the right place will always produce growth. The kingdom of God grows when we take action. Because here's the thing. What, again, we're going back to the point that Jesus decided to use a seed. A seed has no purpose unless it's planted. You know, I have often said you could solve world hunger with one kernel of corn. Why? Because if that one kernel of corn is planted into the soil, does what it's supposed to do, grows, it's not going to produce one other kernel of corn. It's going to produce a stalk that has many ears of corn, that has many kernels of corn. And if you take those kernels of corn and plant them, it's the law of multiplication. You're not planting one to get one. You're planting one to get 100. And you can plant those hundreds to get 1,000. Isn't that the law of even when he says one can send 1,000, but two can send 10,000, right? So it's that law in God of multiplication. But you could solve world hunger. I mean, everybody would be eating corn, but you could solve world hunger with one kernel of corn. However, that one kernel of corn profits nothing, produces nothing, creates nothing, solves no problems, creates no future, changes no atmosphere until it is first planted in the soil. A farmer has to take a step of faith and say, I'm planting this seed in the soil for the purpose that it would produce and grow. But why is that such a stretch of faith? Why? Because again, had God said something tangible, like, you know, it's like a small stone or it's like a brick. I can see it. I can build on it. But when it comes to planting a seed of faith, it involves letting it go. It involves putting it in the soil and trusting God to do what only God can do. Like at our house, we planted some sod this summer, and we had gotten what we needed in two different trips. And for some reason, what we got on the first trip took off, and it's growing, it's producing, it's doing what it's supposed to do. And there's a clear line right in the middle of that area that we planted this sod. And the second half is doing nothing. It's dry and dead. And like we got them from, you know, it was just a day apart, but for some reason, half grew and half didn't. I've watered them the same. I've done what I thought I was supposed to do the same. I don't know the difference. And that's why it's a struggle sometimes to take that first small step of faith, to release that seed. And I'm not talking necessarily even just about money today. I'm talking about whatever it is that God's asked you to do, taking that first step forward. Why? Because it involves putting the sod down, planting the seed. I can do what I can do. I can water it. I pray that the sun comes out. But at the end of the day, I have to trust God with the results. The kingdom grows when we take action where God has positioned us. Sometimes, come on, we wait for better soil instead of using the field that God has placed us in. Why? Because when we trust God, he's saying, don't consult the soil. Trust me. Don't wait for the perfect conditions. Don't wait for everything to be right in your life. Don't wait for all of the pieces to come together. But God's saying, step out in faith today. Trust me, believe me, rely on me. Have confidence in what he can do. And watch and see if God will not perform the miraculous in your life by taking one step of faith forward. Listen, we are responsible for the planting, the watering, but God is the one who makes it grow. What is the point of a seed unless it's planted? I think about Exodus 14. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. He said, divide the water so that the Israelites can walk through the middle of it on dry ground. I love that verse of story because God's verse of scripture, because God says to Moses, why are you crying out to me? And it's like, because we have a sea in front of us. Like, duh, God. But God's saying, listen, use what's in your hand that you have now. He's told Moses, he said, take the staff that's already in your hand, hold it over the water and watch what I would do. Listen, the miracle was already in Moses' hand. He just had to stretch it out in faith. Faith requires action. Come on, standing still in fear would have kept Israel in bondage, stopped them from moving forward in faith. But using what was in his hand, it's just a staff. It has no ability on its own to part a Red Sea. It has no ability to produce what they need in their life, right? No staff has ever parted a sea. It wasn't about the staff. It was about being obedient with what he already had in his hand. Come on, what staff, what seed is already in your hand? And you might say, well, you know, it's not big enough to do what I need to do. That's the point. That's why God said a mustard seed. It's the smallest. I don't need a big seed. I just need you to be obedient with what's in your hand. Do you know you can give your way out of poverty? Well, you know, I get that, Pastor, but you know, I can't give. Listen, do you remember when the widow was putting, you know, Jesus was sitting watching everybody bring their offerings in, and the widow put her mites in, and Jesus said, this woman has given more than all of these. Why? Because she gave out of her need. It wasn't about the biggest offering. It was about an offering that had trust attached to it, faith attached to it, a reliance on God attached to it. So maybe there's a financial need in your life today. And you might say, well, you know, I heard Pastor Parsley always preach this. If what's in your hand isn't big enough to be your harvest, then it must be your seed. And you might be saying, well, I don't even got 50 cents of cash. All right, make something for somebody. Find the best thing you have in your closet and sow it into somebody else's life. Because what is he saying? I just need a mustard seed. I need a small seed released out of your life. And with that seed, I can perform the impossible. I can part the Red Sea. I can produce from that small mustard seed a forest of trees that birds come and build nests on and produces life for people. But it takes one small step of faith. My question for you today is, you know, I've heard this saying, my sister says it to me often, and it irritates me when she does, but she'll say to me, all right, don't try to populate Mars. Figure out where you are today. And I'm a Mars populator, right? I'm like, let's plan this out. Let's figure this whole thing out. Let's go from step A to step B. How do we get from here to there? What is this all going to look like? How do we accomplish this? And it's some of us, if you're like me, you've been spinning your wheels. How is this all going to work? But what God is saying is, what is in your hand? What is in your hand? It's already there. What you need is already there. Is it a skill? Is it a relationship? Is it a small amount of resource? What is your mustard seed that God's asking you today to release from your life, plant in the soil of faith, and allow him to perform a miracle? Come on, I believe that one small step can change everything. Faith is activated by obedience. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Come on, there's power in that first step. There's power in that first step. Often the first step is the hardest because it requires trust before results. Here's God's pattern. One small step of faith will produce growth, and that growth will produce influence. Just as that mustard tree became a shelter for others, your obedience creates space for others to experience God. I think of how God used us to launch the Pioneer Channel that now is going around the world and into 155 million homes, becoming a tree, if you will, where other ministries are bringing their programs and are, you know, sharing their stories and connecting with the world through this tree that has grown, but it didn't start like that. If I would have pre-thought about this, I would have brought up our camera. But when we started streaming, if you've been with our church a little bit, back on our when we started in the city at the bus terminal, and we said we're going to start streaming our services, and all we had was one old camera that had been sold to us by a wedding photographer who, it was old to them, it was old then. And I went back recently and I pulled up a clip of that first service that we streamed, and it was all white and blurry and you couldn't see anything, barely in it. But I remember we were so excited, and I knew we didn't have the technology, we didn't have the know-how, we had nothing. But I knew in my spirit that God, I can't change all of that. I can't part a Red Sea. But I have this one camera in my hand, and I'll use it to the best of my ability. And I'll trust you with the results. And here we are these years later, reaching around the world. And I'm telling you, I sat with this dream in my heart for decades. Decades. And giving God every excuse of why it won't work, why I can't do it, why, you know, we don't have the money, why we don't have the manpower, the technology, and why. But it was when I finally said, you know what, enough is enough. If we're just going to do this, if it fails, it fails. And I took a step of faith and I used what was in my hand. And I'm just here to encourage you, use what God has already placed in your hand. Step out in faith, utilizing what is in your hand. Maybe it's a skill. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe, you know, if you're believing God, God, I need my marriage turned around. I need, you know, relationships turned around. Maybe the seed that's in your hand is, you know what, you can call somebody else up today. And you say, can say, hey, can I pray for you? Or you start praying for other people's marriage. Why? Because the Bible says, give and it. What is it? Well, whatever you gave. So I'm going to start praying and believing for other people's marriage as I use what's in my hand. Do you see this? God said, all you need to get out of where you are, all you need to produce the future that he has designed and planned for you is a mustard seed of faith. But it's a seed. It has to be planted. Some of us like to hold the seed and say, I got the seed. I have the mustard seed. It's right here, but it's not doing anything because it was never meant to stay a seed. It was meant to be planted in the soil of faith. What's in your hand? Maybe you don't have resource to start the business today. But you know what? You can take a step of faith and say, you know what? I'm going to take an accounting course because I need that in business. I'm going to learn whatever I can, you know, about the business. I'm going to get into the field in whatever I can. about the business and trust God. I'm going to do what I physically can do as a seed and trust God to make up the difference. Identify the seed that's in your hand. What do you already have that you can offer? Then I challenge you today, plant it in faith. Take the first action, even if it feels insignificant. You have to protect it from doubt. Resist that urge to dig it up, you know, through fear and impatience. And then expect God to bring the increase. Anticipate the harvest, but you leave the timing to Him. Just as Moses had the answer in his hand the entire time, he stretched out that staff. Just as God says, plant that mustard seed, take one small step of faith. Don't wait for the perfect conditions. Use what's in your hand now. You're waiting on God, and God's waiting on you. He doesn't need a lot. He needs one small step of faith, one mustard seed planted into the soil of faith will produce in your life a future, a dream, a destiny that God has dreamed for you and put in on the inside of your heart, a relationship restored that you've been believing for, financial breakthrough that you've desperately needed, an open door to step into the business that you so desired. What's in your hand? I promise you. You might be sitting there saying, there's nothing. I have nothing. There's something. There's something. Come on, if you got a mower, go mow your neighbor's grass, right? And say, Lord, I'm doing this as a seed. It's what I have. It's what I can do. Bake somebody a cake. Bake somebody a cake every single week. And say, Father, I'm going to keep sowing the seed until you bring the breakthrough that I need. Never sit back and say, well, if it's God's will, it'll happen. No, a lie of the adversary. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take hold of it by force. How do we do that? By putting our mustard seed into the ground. Father, I pray for every person who's listening and watching right now that, Father, maybe in their life there's a dream or a vision or a destiny that seems so far out beyond where they are. Lord, and they're struggling to figure out how to get from point A to point B. Lord, I believe that you taught us through this parable of the mustard seed is that the smallest seed planted in the soil of faith has the potential to produce in our lives far greater and beyond anything we could hope for or imagine. Would you quicken our hearts today and our spirits of what it is that we need to say yes to? What's in our hand that we can hold out and release as a seed? We believe, Father, that we trust you with the results, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I hope you were encouraged and blessed by that today. And I know I am. Anytime I can, you know, because I don't know that you ever graduate from mustard seed living. Why? Because there's always God. If you're on a spiritual journey with God, there's always more. You know, like, and I know we talk about these things in the natural, like what we're believing for, you know, financially and relationally. And I like to talk about those things because a lot of times that's what's bothering people throughout their day, right? Like they're at work, but they're thinking about, you know, how do I turn this situation around? Or how do I get that relationship restored? You know, that's what we're looking at, right? But even in the instance of spiritual breakthroughs or revival or spiritual things of that nature, like you want more of God, you want more of his presence, what's in your hand? It might be sowing a seed of getting up 15 minutes earlier and contending in faith. You know, we just announced this past Sunday of, you know, we're coming back in September on September 10th to our midweek prayer time and at 6:30 and service at 7. But we're also offering a time of prayer before our services. an hour before, just come pray in the sanctuary. You want revival in your church? You want to turn around in your church? It could mean sowing what's in your hand, coming early, praying, contending, asking God to open heaven, to do something incredible instead of sitting back and saying, well, you know, if it's going to happen, then those pastors better get it together. Those elders better start doing. No, what's in your hand? What can you release as a seed for God to step up and say, hey, I can use that. I can produce a harvest with that. I can produce a tree so grand that birds can build their nest in it. But all I need you to do is release what's in your hand towards me, as small and insignificant as it is. Maybe it's spending 5 minutes every day making declarations over your city, declarations over your church, declarations over your family and your grandchildren. It's a seed. It's small. It might seem insignificant, but it has the power and ability to produce a great harvest in your life. Amen. I got back to preaching and I was trying to close it down. Well, I believe that's for somebody today. So whether it's natural or spiritual, it all's the same process. Plant a seed. Get it in the ground and expect God to give you a harvest that you could not even imagine. Well, thanks for being on with me today. I'll be back with you tomorrow as we continue to open the Word of God together and allow it to encourage our lives. Well, be blessed. Have an amazing day with God. And remember, God loves you. He's not mad at you. And he has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.